In a rundown shed in Oregon's Coast Range, Carol Van Strum spent the past 40 years amassing a trove of documents about the chemicals industry. They're now being made public for the first time, and after all these years, they're poised to become evidence in a raft of lawsuits against an agrochemical giant with billions of dollars at stake. EarthFix reporter Tony Schick has the story.
This is where the worst of them were.
Carol Van Strum steps into a dimly lit shed where she kept what she says are some old, dark secrets. The 76-year-old raises a piece of rusty, gnarled metal gate overhead.
This is my bear deterrent.
She shines a light past some hay bales toward a few decaying banker boxes that hold what's left of the record she kept.
It's not very bright, but this hole that was just filled.
After spending decades undisturbed in Van Strum's ramshackle shed, the documents she gathered from legal fights are now being published in an online archive called The Poison Papers. Those involved in the effort say the papers reveal concealment of chemical science and collusion between government regulators and the chemical industry, and they're now drawing interest from researchers and attorneys across the country. But how did Van Strum, a former bookstore owner and orchardist in rural Oregon, amass such an archive? To those who know her, it's no surprise she devoted so much of her life to a crusade against the world's biggest chemical makers. Just ask her neighbor, Jim Risden.
Carol is an institution. She's one of the most nutty people I've ever met in my life. Known her for 30 years. She's something else. She certainly has passion.
It began in the early 1970s when Van Strum said her family was sprayed by a helicopter with 2,4-5-T, a toxic herbicide meant to treat nearby timber crop in the Siuslaw National Forest. After that, she banded together with neighbors, sued, and won an injunction to stop the spraying. Her fight continued. It outlasted two marriages. It helped carry her after a personal tragedy. In 1978, Van Strum's home caught fire and burned to the ground, killing her four daughters. She never really rebuilt. She now lives in what's left of the barely insulated garage. But she poured herself into activism.
So, yeah, I mean, I was a mess, but yeah, I guess I just kept on going. I don't know.
She continued with lawsuits against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the Air Force, Dow, Monsanto. Today, she's part of an effort to ban aerial spraying in Oregon's Lincoln County, also headed to trial. And the documents took over. They filled two barns. They buckled a wood floor. But in the past year, national advocacy groups became aware of what she had, and they offered to digitize her collection. It felt like a weight had been lifted.
A huge weight. It turns out to be almost 3 tons.
Van Strum had to scrape rat poop off some of the papers. Others were wet. She dried them in the oven.
Helping pull staples. That was one of the worst. All these rusty staples.
Now, those documents could become part of lawsuits against the agrochemical corporation Monsanto over widespread PCB contamination. Bill Sherman is Assistant Attorney General for the state of Washington.
We would expect that they would be at issue in this, in our lawsuit against Monsanto.
Seattle, Spokane, Portland, and several other cities also have suits against the company. Altogether, the claims could be worth billions of dollars.
They confirmed that Monsanto was aware of the harms that their PCBs were causing and continued to sell them without telling the public or their customers.
John Fisk, outside counsel for the many parties suing Monsanto, said his team had already turned up most of the same documents in Van Strum's archive. A Monsanto spokesman said the company voluntarily stopped production of PCBs, which were legal when Monsanto sold them. Van Strum's papers also offer a glimpse into the inner workings of the EPA, an agency currently under scrutiny for its secrecy and ties to the industries it regulates. An EPA spokesman did not return requests for comment. Reporter Sharon Lerner wrote about Van Strum's work for The Intercept, an online news site. She sees a through line between the EPA and those old records and the one she covers today.
There's an incredibly well-orchestrated and incredibly well-funded campaign that has been going on for decades to get these things sold and to keep them profitable.
What shifts at the EPA, Lerner said, is how strenuously the agency chooses to resist those industry efforts. And after years of working on her own to hold the government and chemical makers accountable, Van Strum is eager to see others building on her efforts.
Not up to me anymore. Yes!
I'm Tony Schick in Five Rivers, Oregon.